This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. A school has been sued for complying with an investigation into accusations of anti-Semitism. In more law news, a mistrial was called in a case concerning a former Penn State doctor. A soon-to-be-introduced bill would impose fees on illegal immigrants' money transfers and meet this year's Cadbury Bunny Tryout semifinalists. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Back in January, following the testimony then resignation of former President Liz McGill, the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce told the University of Pennsylvania to turn over any documents related to anti-Semitism on campus, including emails and teaching materials, reports Philly Voice. Now, as of Saturday, Penn has been sued by a group of its professors under the name Penn Faculty for Justice in Palestine for complying with this investigation. According to the federal lawsuit, this compliance threatens the privacy, safety, careers, and academic freedom of Penn's educators. It's also asking the court to bar the school from complying at all since the House committee didn't issue a subpoena. The Penn Faculty of Justice in Palestine believes the committee is leveraging an outdated view of anti-Semitism, which labels anyone who criticizes the Israeli government, even Jewish Israelis themselves, as anti-Semites, a move it's deemed, quote, New McCarthyism. Penn, it should be noted, dismissed a lawsuit last month from two students who labeled the school as a, quote, incubation lab for virulent anti-Jewish hatred, harassment, and discrimination. Dr. Scott Lynch used to work for Penn State but was fired in 2019 over what he claims were constant clashes between himself and Penn State football coach James Franklin, reports Penn Live. Franklin says Lynch repeatedly attempted to interfere with his medical decisions in order to rush injured players back on the field, something both Franklin and the school denied. Lynch eventually filed a lawsuit against Penn State Health and his former supervisor, Dr. Kevin Black, for compensatory and punitive damages, although his case has just been declared a mistrial. Defense attorney Sarah Bouchard pointed out that both Franklin and Penn State Athletics had been dismissed from the suit in 2020 over a filing deadline technicality, but not over the merits of the suit itself. By mentioning this dismissal, though, it was ruled that Bouchard had prejudiced the jury. A new trial has been set for May 20th. Vows Lynch, quote, "We'll be back. I'll get to talk." State Representative Mike Cabell says how it's been estimated that $70 billion is extracted from the country's economy each year by undocumented workers who send their earnings back to their home countries, states the Times leader. Which is why he recently announced his intention to introduce a bill that would impose a 10% fee on any money illegal immigrants transfer internationally. Cabell has pointed to other states that have enacted similar bills with much success, like Oklahoma, which has generated over $15 million a year thanks to its own international remittance fee. Cabell additionally stated how he's still seeking co-sponsors for this bill. The annual Cadbury Bunny Tryouts are here, says Fox 43. And three pets from Pennsylvania have made it to the semifinals. Sheldon, a miniature donkey, and Violet, a barn cat, both of whom are from York County, and Sylvan, a golden doodle who hails from Bucks County. Winners of the contest get a chance to shine in the spotlight as the star of the company's Cadbury Bunny commercial and get $7,000 to boot. Votes are open now through March 23rd. That wraps up today's episode. For more news, visit PennLive.com. Also, please don't forget to rate this podcast on either Apple or Amazon, and to maybe even email me at todayinpa@PennLive.com, too. Thanks ahead of time, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and we'll see each other tomorrow, so to speak, for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.